Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on nature for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P. Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Manipulate interest rates and runs secret bailouts. Yet Congress and the President are not allowed full oversight over this powerful organization. The Federal Reserve enjoys a monopoly over the creation of our nation's money and credit, but for 100 years, they have never been completely transparent and accountable about it. And we don't have to look back too far from today to see what it looks like in real life. When testifying before Congress in 2009, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke refused to disclose which institutions received trillions of dollars in these bailouts and loans, or give our representatives details about what deals were being made.
So my question to you is, will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars? Will you tell us who got that money and what the terms are of those agreements? Hundreds and hundreds of banks, any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve System.
Tell us who they are.
No.
In an interview with Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, he makes the stunning assertion that conducting a full audit of the Federal Reserve, something never before done in its 100-year history, is a line that we don't want to cross. To be denied full transparency of these transactions after U.S. taxpayers contributed over $16 trillion to these bailouts and loans is unthinkable and unconstitutional. It is our right as American citizens to know where our money is being spent. It's very ironic that if you don't give the IRS full transparency with your finances, you go to jail. But if you're a private organization of elite bankers that controls the money supply of a country, you're free to do as you please without full oversight. This private organization is arrogant in the fact that the same accounting laws that apply to the rest of America do not apply to them.
No other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Their control appears to be unlimited, and 2008 is the most recent example of how much power the Fed actually has in our country.
Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day. And a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering.
The elite banking institutions took trillions of dollars worth of risk, and when they lost their bets, they threatened politicians to use taxpayer money to bail them out, or else we would face an Armageddon type of scenario. This historic change of power in America is again why many economists refer to it as the biggest robbery ever enacted on the American people.
Charlie Baker while I check something out.
Desert air.
Yeah, yeah. Mike P, the big homie. Summertime in the valley, homie. Yeah, come on.
C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie. It's summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley, It's summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley. Twist the bottle open, homie, throw away the cap. Cause where we going, man, we don't need that. All we need is a 30 pack, a pack of Jimmy's trash, pack of hood rats, and a pad to kick it at. I think I'll call Swim, see what's up with him. If I can throw some hoes in the pool again. When it comes to having fun, I'm a motherfucking addict. Once again, I'm back at it, baby mama, too dramatic. And goddamn it, it's about that time. Then drink up the vodka, beer and wine. Not even Friday night, drunk for the 10th time. So what the fuck, I guess I'll bust another rhyme. Hey, all I wanna do is drink beer and screw, hang on the avenue and go home with you when the party ends. Mike P back again with rep for representing. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G'd up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G'd up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie.
Goes out to everybody cruising Lower Canyon, homie, in 1999, 2000. Yeah, this one's for you, straight up.
In the town of 818 of the L.A. counties, there's a place that we roll in the San Fernando Valley. A little boulevard that's called Lower Canyon, where all the chicken heads go when it's time for landing. Hit the street looking clean, rolling these up on a Cadillac. Open too short like a big motherfucking Mac. Take a sip of yak just to get right. Holla at some hoes at the next red light. From Fox Avenue all the way to Brand. Turn around and come back to the three-wheel stand. 64, watch it jump, hydraulic in the trunk. Turn my bass up and watch my 12-inch bump. Can't fuck with my ride, homie, don't try. Just fucking with my senses like suicide. Back to them hoes, little lady, what's your name? She rolled away hard in a blue Ford Range. She said, what's your name? I said, I'm Mike P. The lady of the night is what you might be. She said, I heard of you, you a player, right? Don't get mad at me, girl, cause I keep my game tight. She gave up the number with no fuss and fight. I'll be up in that ass later on tonight. Jump back in my ride, swerve away from the curb. Back on the boulevard for another chick to serve. Not even 8 o'clock, only got 6 numbers. I can tell right now it's gonna be a great summer. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G'd up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G'd up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie.
Hello, everybody. All right, I'm gonna mute everybody. Everybody's gonna talk one at a time. Okay, somebody's listening to the TV. So
yeah, I'm stepping out of the room.
No, that wasn't you.
Oh.
It was me. That was me.
Yeah.
Me.
Okay. Well, hello there. How are you tonight, Eunice?
I'm good, I think.
Okay.
I think. You want the bad news first or the bad news first?
Go ahead, because I don't know how long we're going to be on. They tried to knock me in 3 times already.
You're kidding me. Well, I fell and I tore my ligaments in my right leg. Isn't that nice? Yeah.
You should just stand there and wave the money at him. Don't try and run and give it to him.
Well, I tried. I only asked for a nickel. You know, that's all I asked for. And I had to chase him. So, what do you think about Obama?
Which part?
Well, he sold us down the river, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
And I can't see why we did that for somebody that renounced America.
That's
left
right.
His unit in the night, didn't take his stuff with him.
Unbelievable.
See there, George,
this man.
Hold on a minute. I see you there, George. Everybody's unmuted, but I'm going to go to one person at a time. So right now it's Eunice, it'll be Nora, and then it'll be you. Hey, Eunice.
Yeah. I mean, he sold all of us Americans right down the river, didn't he?
Yeah,
how
he
many
did.
Of our boys have died to save this country, and in one fucking shot, he betrayed the whole bunch of us. Now,
yeah,
you
did.
Call him an American? I don't call him an American. I can't believe he did this to us.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I can believe he did this to us.
I'm trying to figure out who picked the 5 guys.
I don't know. And he's going to pull everybody out. Don't you think those people are just waiting for us to get out of there? Because he knows we've lost the war over there. So he's given back these 5 guys that have killed a lot of Americans. Why didn't he save the doctor? The doctor who gave him a stupid-ass guy that he went in and bombed. Why didn't he save that doctor? You know? Why didn't he save the woman who refuses to change her religion to still be a Christian and she's pregnant and they're only going to keep her alive until she gets done breastfeeding? Why didn't he save her?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, there's another thing that happened. I don't know if you guys know about it, but in this guy, his name is Jonathan. He survived the Vietnam War, but he did not survive the Department of Veteran Affairs. He was in the hospital, and when he tried to discharge himself from a VA hospital, he received a fatal beating from the police. The federal lawsuit alleges that the police assaulted him by tackling him to the floor, slamming his head on the floor, and kneeing and stomping on his neck, otherwise brutalizing and restraining him.
Oh, my God. I just can't believe it.
No. Who's that?
I don't know. Who's that? Is that? That's not your music, is it?
Okay. What I'm going to do then, I'll just can I mute when I want to talk to that person for right now.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it certainly is. And they call, you know what he is? He's a dictator. That's what he is. He's a dictator. How can he do that to the American people? I just can't believe he did that.
Nope.
Gave 5 guys back to get this scum. that said he doesn't, you know, he's not, he gave up his citizenship papers to, and he's coming back. Well, they should bring him back because, you know something, he should be tried as a traitor.
He should be
shot. That's what he should be tried. Yeah?
He should be shot.
Well, he should be. He should be. Boy, and you know, he lied. The president lied. He said he talked to the congressman. He hasn't talked to them since, he hasn't talked to them since 2011. And he doesn't have to talk to anybody. He can make these decisions on his own. Where was our vice president? Probably pissing his pants.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got a hacker. I'm not gonna say where this part of it's coming from, because I already know. But it's like I'm getting this. Seriously, you have to send a message. Take this down. Fucking links they're giving. They're bullshit fucking links. If you click on that link, you're letting somebody in your computer. So I'm telling you right now, don't click on the link.
I'm on the phone, so.
No. This person that I'm looking at, I haven't talked to September of 2011, and now all of a sudden getting 10 messages from someone I haven't talked to in over 3 years.
Huh?
Yep.
How important is that, huh?
Yep.
How important is that?
Yep. And I'm not the only one that's told this person you got hacked.
Wow.
Yep.
And they want to do dick with us, right?
That's it. And right now, someone that knows this person says, the Facebook account has been hacked. Don't click on the link. If you click on the link, you just fuck yourself. But,
huh.
Yeah. All right, let me go. Nora.
Hey. Oh, sorry.
Hey.
I don't really have a quiet place. I'm in my garage and my neighbor's cutting the grass. So please bear with me. So, Eunice, I'm sorry that you hurt yourself. I hurt myself over the weekend as well, but I didn't tear anything. I just bruised up and scabbed up my
feet. You should have been wearing a padded bra.
Well, if I didn't have boobs, I wouldn't need a padded bra. Well, I mean, I would.
Well, it's your story. You tell it anyway. It sounds good, but I'm telling you now, you should have had a padded bra, and if you knew something was going to do that.
Yeah, well, I didn't know the compression was going to be a 6.5 on the motor. I went to go pull it and lost grip of the rubber strip on the cord, and it snapped on the side of my boob. I'm like, all I could do was grab my boob and go down to the ground.
No, just like I'm saying to anybody, whoever's on this person's list is going to get hacked. If you click on that link.
I'm not on it.
Yeah, you're on the list.
Oh, I'm on the phone. Am I?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
Oh.
Gonna get.
I haven't clicked on any links.
Don't click on anything. They're in.
I haven't.
This person is in a page of someone that is very well known, very highly respected.
Okay.
And got hacked. So don't trust anything from that link.
Okay.
All right?
Gotcha.
Okay.
So anyways, getting back to Obama, I didn't pay attention to what he said because it was just mumbo. But obviously, you know, what he did without, you know, acting accordingly or properly. Yeah, I knew we had to get that guy out. I get that. But to sit there and let how many of them out? Is he fucking stupid? Yes, he is. Is he for us? No, he's not.
Who
are
picked
we
the five
in
he let out?
Yes, we are. Huh?
Yeah, who picked the five he let out?
Most likely he did, or they did. They told him who to let out. And, oh, I like the fact when they sit there and say, oh, well, by the way, they're going to be in this country for a year. You know what? They can wreak havoc from over there to here. And I'm not saying all Middle Eastern people are that way. Okay? I'm not. But who is to say that they're not going to do anything now that they're out and free? You know, why doesn't Obama just say, I'm stepping out or stepping out of office. You come here. You take my seat. Because that's basically what he did, without anybody's approval. He didn't talk to anybody. Or if he did, of course, they're not going to see anything, you know. So, and like I said, don't get me wrong. That young man's life had, you know, he went through enough hell in 5 years. And I get
Wait. We ain't defending that clown. He fucking deserted in the middle of the night, didn't take his rifle or anything. He just took a fucking
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought he was, like, grabbed. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No. He went looking for him. He was studying the Quran. He was trying to learn Farsi in fucking 6 weeks or whatever it was with that
so
language.
So why the fuck did they save him if he wanted to study the Quran?
Because it was a bargaining chip. That's what they were holding him on for until they knew when all the troops pulled out, they fucking had their way with him.
Unreal. You know what?
Yep.
Obama is... see, I didn't know this. I assumed, because I barely watch TV, so the little bit that I saw...
I thought
that he was, like, taken, okay?
No. If you go on my page, you'll see the interview from the six guys who were shut up by Obama when this happened. They told the truth. And people lost their lives because of that cocksucker when they went out to try and find him.
Well, then he deserved to remain where the fuck he was at. I'm sorry. I know he's an American. Then he deserved to get what he got for doing it. So... by jeopardizing other people just for being an ass. Ugh. You know, I have one Middle Eastern person ask me for my address, said that there is no God of what we believe in here in the States. And if I were to give him my address, he lives in Egypt, okay, he would send me the Quran. I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, your God is not a book, or your God is not a statue, you know? And I mean, I was just blown away. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I blocked him, but how asinine. Like, I'm seriously going to give someone my address in Egypt to send me the Quran? There's a mosque, 3 miles up the road from my house if I really want one that bad, which I don't. But, come on. The how? Okay. Obama traded a worthless ass for their guys. They're free. And plan on more attacks. They'll come.
I don't know.
Like, they're going to be quiet and live quietly in the country for a year. Yeah, okay. Go quick with that. How quickly can they move from border to border, and how much can they pay someone to keep them going? Unreal.
Anyhow. Yeah, I'm not giving that asshole enough time. Let me slide over here.
No, I know.
All right, hold on a second.
But thank you for clarifying that with me. And yeah, after the show, I'll go and listen to that interview.
All right. What's up, George?
Brother Phil, how's it going?
Good. What are you up to?
Still fighting the battle over here on the right coast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These fucking clowns, a couple of weeks back, you know, they didn't have my phone. They sent it out to this Ken Bell and Associates, who I invited to the show. I invited to come on and talk. It won't be tonight. We'll set it up for another night. This is a retired Rhode Island State Trooper who everybody was under the assumption that because him and Chief Racine both went to the same college, that there was some kind of collusion. I mean, with everything that's been going on with the Fall River Police Department, everybody trying to protect a dirty cop, pointing fingers at me for deleting a phone that they had in their custody. I just fuck it. You know, I called this guy up, talked to him, and I feel kind of comfortable. But, you know, you take it with a grain of salt until I see the results. You know, he told me when you see the phone, I will understand that it is an unbiased. But, you know, I don't know what's going on with the police station.
I'm gonna have to. Somebody's been trying to hack me all afternoon since I got here.
Yep.
And I'm going to have to shut this down and come back. But if I don't get back, that doesn't mean I got hacked. It just means that I'm doing something to try to hold off these hackers. So,
yep.
Okay.
I'm gonna reload all this, and then if it doesn't work, I'll talk to you guys Thursday. Be able to,
yes,
I should
okay.
Be able, second, hold on.
No, show tomorrow?
No.
Okay.